Beyond places and faces.
Hi, Julia. Bonjour. Welcome back to Behind Places and Faces. And today we will discuss something very special. Well, more interesting maybe than special. We will talk about love with an expiration date. I did a little research and asked a few of my backpacking friends what are their thoughts about that and how they feel about love while they're traveling. But as usual, I don't want to cover the topic alone, so let's travel all around to the Europe, to France and to Slovenia. Hi, Amandine and Blaszka.
Hello.
How are you guys?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, just woke up. It's morning here.
Yeah, same for me. Just need a big coffee to start the day and to talk with Neja and you. And yeah.
Lovely. How is being at home after so many years? Not years. Yeah, actually, some of you been gone
years.
For years.
It was years. Yeah. For me, it was really, really weird at the start because no one even knew I was coming home. So I surprised everyone and everything was so overwhelming, but, it's good. Yeah. It's, getting used to it, getting used to the people and food and everything. So
I actually saw, did you pop out from the box?
Yeah, it was my dad's birthday and no one had any idea, and my aunt and her husband, they helped me organize everything, but no one else knew anything about it. So, they put me in a box, and they were like, okay, it's a little surprise for you, and none of our family had any idea, and then I jumped out, and yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I really pulled it off.
Oh, it's so cool.
How about you, Amandine?
Yeah, it's all right. It's really different. Like, it's a different life. So it's really weird at the beginning, but I'm glad I started to work straight when I came back to France. And so I get used to quite easily. And it was summer, it was winter in New Zealand. So you're like, it's okay. Like, summer is great in Europe. So, yeah, no. It's all right. You get used to it at some point, but yeah, sometimes I miss a bit my life in New Zealand, to live in a van, in backpackers, meeting new people every day. And
do you think you two are gonna stay in Slovenia and France, or are you gonna go somewhere else?
So for New Year's, Marty's coming over, and we're gonna go to Belgrade, Serbia, and then we're going to travel around the Balkans and go up to Finland and Norway and Sweden, go a little road trip, and then go back to New Zealand. So I got something going on. Yeah.
And go back to New Zealand.
Yeah, we're going back, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Oh. I got a partnership visa with him, so we're going to go back before it expires.
Nice. Okay. So you're going to meet Neja again. Because she will always stay in New Zealand.
If she's going to be there around April or May, yeah, definitely.
Blaszka, we're going to come back to your Kiwi experience and why you're coming back to New Zealand. Yeah. But what about you, Amandine? You're staying in France?
I'm going to start to have it's not normal, but to have regular life, you know what I mean? Like, to get a job for a long time and to stay in one place, and no. It's what I'm looking for the moment, but I have plenty of time until that. So I went to Italy on Thursday. I'm going to London, so I'm moving a little bit. I'm rediscovering, because we are so lucky to be born in Europe. We can travel so easily. Like compared to New Zealand, an island, you can go everywhere. You can go by foot, by train, by plane, by car. So why not? And it's not that expensive. So yeah, we are really lucky to be born there to travel. So yeah, I'm going to find a, a job for a long time and starting like a career. I don't like this word, but starting something more permanent for the moment.
Someone is getting responsible.
Yeah, I'm a bit stressed about it because, you know, it's like you say goodbye to your freedom and like, I don't know, 6 months ago I was still in New Zealand, so you were at the top of the freedom. And now you're like, okay, I'm gonna go in jail. No, I'm kidding. No, it's cool. It's good to have something regular as well, because you can have real connection with people that you're living with, and I don't know, studying something for a long time. It's easy to do that when you're not always moving somewhere. So.
But at least you have a little bit of how the life was before, and that you know how to put a little bit of this freedom and backpacking experience into your life and make it easier.
Yeah, definitely. Change your mind so you're not thinking the same way and you're like taking a step back about everything you're doing. And I'm still young, so you're like, oh, okay, I can have a job for like 2 or 3 years and I'm going back to New Zealand or Australia or somewhere else. Like, we all have plenty of time.
Yeah, that's true. My listeners don't know who you two are, actually. So I know our story, Amandine, how we met, but I was thinking, Rashka, how did we meet, actually?
I don't know how we met. I think it was you met Anje, and I met Anje in Christchurch, and he mentioned I was supposed to go with you guys to K-Stream, but I went...
Oh, I remember now, yeah.
But I went partying the night before, and I was too rinsed the next day. and then I knew about you because he told me about you. So obviously it's Slovenians in New Zealand. And I was like, oh, well, you know, started kind of following you around. So, yeah, I'm Blaška. I'm from Slovenia. I'm 25 years old. I love to travel and I'm quite a spontaneous person, I'd say. I don't really have a plan or any idea what I'm doing in my life. I just kind of trust the process, and so far I've been quite successful, I'd say, so I'm quite happy where I am. I decided I wanted to go to New Zealand over 10 years ago. We had this project or this assignment in high school for our psychology class. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? And I put down like a picture of Wellington. I said, I really want to go to New Zealand. And then I forgot about it completely. And while I was packing my things for New Zealand, and I was cleaning out some old closets and old books and stuff like that, of just, you know, going into that procrastinator hole of tidying up your room. And I found this assignment and I was blown away because I completely forgot about it. Yeah, it was exactly 10 years after I wrote that. So that's pretty crazy. Yeah, I've always had it in the back of my head, and kind of started traveling when I went to the States for a camp counseling program, and then Ireland for student exchange and all that, and kind of New Zealand was the next step. So, yeah.
Nice. Did you came on a working holiday visa as well?
Yeah, it was working holiday visa. So happy when I got it.
I think this is like for every Slovenian, like, yay, goal! I think a goal.
I remember it when I was applying for it, just before the applications opened. I was so nervous. I'm telling you, I was so nervous. I went to the toilet like 5 times that day. palms are sweaty. Like, oh God, never want to go through that again. Eh?
Well, now you don't need to.
No.
How long did you stay in New Zealand for?
Just under 2 years.
And when did you come back in Slovenia?
On the 9th of September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just
okay,
like
really
2 months
new.
Ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Amandine? What's your story?
So I'm Amandine from France, 25 years old as well. The story behind is, since I was young, like, I don't know, like 13 years old, like something like that. I always wanted to go to travel somewhere, but like far, alone, in the nature, and not in the wood, but like in a country where you need to speak another language. And yeah, it's really like the nature and to see things that you never seen before, and to live in van as well. And yeah, so I was thinking about going away for a long, 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 long time. But at the same time, I was like 18 and my parents, they were not really happy when I say, yeah, I want to go to travel somewhere. Like, I don't know, at the beginning, I wanted to go in Asia, like south of Asia, like alone at 18. So they were like, oh, wow, you're young and it's dangerous, no. And so finally I went to UK for like 5 months just to prove to myself and my parents that I could do it. So I've done it. I found a work. I had my little life there. And then I went home and I was, okay, the next step is I'm going to go in New Zealand. So it was just an exercise, you know, like now I'm going to go far away. And so, yeah, so finally I just finished my studies and yeah, and my last year was working somewhere that I didn't really like. So I was like, my goal of the year was to go to travel, to experience yourself, to do what you wanted to do, and to walk and to live, yeah, in a van or shitty place, meeting a lot of people and have a lot of good memories and yeah, just experience new things. And I was like, New Zealand seems so beautiful and at the same time quite easy to travel. So yeah, so I just went to New Zealand on my own. Yeah. And then you all know the situation, and then you were stuck in New Zealand. And so we went for, yeah, I stayed there for a year and a half. And yeah, and it was so cool. So yeah, since a long time, mm-hmm. I knew that I wanted to go to New Zealand or south of Asia. But
as you said, you still have time for South Asia.
Yes. Yes, plenty of time. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. For the beginning, as you know, I always start a podcast with Holy Guacamole section. Holy Guacamole section is a section where I'm sharing my or your traveling stories. Funny, interesting, scary, whatever. So today you two are going to share some traveling stories.
Ho-ho-holy guacamole.
Do you have anything, Blaszka?
Oh god, yeah, I got one. It's a bit scary.
what did
slightly
you do?
Funny. It's a bit stressful. So, okay. When I was in Ireland, I met this girl from United States and we became really good friends. So I decided I was going to visit her in February 2019. You need that electronic visa for United States, right? And I applied for that, I paid for it, it was all good. And then, as I mentioned previously, I'm a procrastinator. And if I'm not under pressure, things aren't going to happen. And that was the same with my packing for the trip. It was like 3 a.m. and I had my bags packed and I had to leave the house at 5 a.m. to go to the airport. So bear in mind, I was really tired. I get to the airport. They said that they can't find me in the system for the electronic visa for the States. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And anyway, they let me go on a plane. But then just before we took off, I was on my phone trying to log in to that with my passport and everything, trying to log into the website again, trying to figure something out. We took off and I had a connecting flight through Paris and through Amsterdam. And obviously I fell asleep on the plane. I was so tired. And I woke up, we already landed. People were already getting off the plane. So I was like, whoa. I packed my things real quick and I only had 1 hour layover and I had to get to the other terminal. So I had to move quite quick. And I get to the other terminal, go through security. And then I figure out that I lost my passport. I got maybe 35 more minutes before the boarding, or I think even the gate shut. And I was, I didn't even have time to panic. I just started to think. I went to some information center, what to do. No one really knew what to tell me to do, because there's just the things that shouldn't happen. So I was screwed. I was just on my phone trying to Google it, what happens. And then I got a message request on Messenger, and I never usually really open them, but I did that time. And it was it was the pilot who was Slovenian off my flight. And because my name is Blažka Šubić, which is quite a rare name. I think I'm actually the only one. So I'm the only one on Facebook anyway. And he found me on Facebook and messaged me that he's got my passport. But he couldn't get it to me because he had the next flight. So he gave it to this airport employee, and I didn't even have her number or anything. He just told me to come back to that terminal and meet her at that gate. And I was like, okay, sweet. And I had winter clothes on myself because it was February, and I had this backpack that was, the zipper was broken. So I was running across the airport, and like twice my whole backpack fell apart and everything fell out. It was like in a movie. I was running, sweating, got to that other terminal, waiting for that woman, couldn't find her. She finally shows up, gives me a passport. I ran back, and I got back like 3 minutes before my gate shut.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That was a stressful time, yeah. But looking back, it's pretty much, yeah, holy guacamole, I think.
Yeah, definitely is. Probably you were sleeping like a baby.
I was, on the next flight. I was. And the electronic visa for United States was no problem. I got through. It was just something in their system. I was stressing about that the whole time as well. So, yeah. How was your flight?
Good. Relaxing. Nice one. How about you, Amandine?
Yes, so the way as I met Neja, it's quite funny actually, so I think it can be a holy guacamole. But so the story is, so I was working in...
Okay. Tell your side of the story and my side of the story.
Okay. I know that is two different views. So I was working in a farm in Katikati, and I was living in a place like 2 minutes from this other place. And one day I went back to work, and I was in a mood when I was super, like, I don't know, like relaxed. Like, I was not talking to a lot of people anyway. It was not that much people living in the same place where I was living. So I was like having a routine every day. So I was like really, really chill. And so one day I went back to work. So I was like tired and it was hot. So like, I just want to have my time to go to the shower and doing my stuff. And I heard someone talking to the owner of the place. And I heard like, yeah, they're looking for people. I was like, well, maybe it's a new person. Like, okay, I don't care. It's all right. So I pass through and I say hi. And then they all say hi. Hey, Amandine, are you working? Blah, blah, blah. And then Neja came to me and she say, hi, are you working in this farm? But really very... Are you working in this farm? Do you know if they are looking for people? Because blah, 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 blah. And then she's starting to, when someone is just looking at you, doing nothing, and you just like, all right, so sorry, but I'm just gonna, can we talk later? Because I just want to take my shower. I just finished work. I'm exhausted. I don't want to talk to someone now, you know? So she said, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah, we will talk later. I took my shower, make some food, and then she again jumped on me like, okay, so no. But you were more relaxed. Because I think when I say like, sorry, can I make a break? You realize that it was maybe too much. But that was, it was too much for me too. But, and then we started to talk and I was like, well, yeah, just try tomorrow to go around this time and to ask a manager, blah, blah, blah. And finally you came. You came there and they say yes. They say yes. And yeah, it's really funny because you were not the same at the beginning compared to the end of your stay. Like when I met you at the beginning, you were so jumping everywhere, talking a lot. And then you started to, I don't know, to relax and to be like, oh yeah, okay, man.
You are so mean. you can do such a bitchy face that I was like, okay, I don't like this girl. Bye.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was, yeah, okay. I was a little bit rude, a little bit. But then, no. Yeah. But then we, I get used to you, and you always trying to come and to ask me questions, because I think you wanted to dig on me, like to know who I was, and because we were the same age and the two girls, blah blah blah. And finally I get used to and I quite liked it, and finally we get on well each other, and you were a wonderful person. So yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. You want to hear my side of the story now?
No.
When I first met you. No, it was actually like that. When I first met you, I was traveling alone for a week. So I was in a forest and some, like, I was basically not talking with anyone. So when I came, I remember now I was talking so much that I surprised myself. And Amandine was just like, oh my God, who is this person? And I was like, oh my God. And for 3 days, I was like, oh my God, Neja, that's not you. What the hell did you just do? Because I do have a filter. I can see when someone is like, I need space. I will leave it space. But I don't know. I was just... And yeah, and then also I came to work and it was really a strange situation. We talked with Mana in the second episode actually about that. And you were the only one. I was like, oh, I'm going to ask Amandine how to do this, that, because no one explained how to do some stuff. And then now you're my buddy.
Yeah. I think a lot of friendships are like that. At the start, you think, oh, what a bitch. Yeah. But yeah. Later on, you figure out it's not all that bad. It's actually great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now to the serious topic. So in the last two episodes, there was part one, part two of love. We talked about, the first episode was about love, self-love, how we see work love and how we got different perspective when traveling. I was talking with Anna Maria in Inca, one Slovenian girl, one Polish girl. And then I talked with another friend, Kun from China, and about gay relationship and how we see different cultures and how the love is different in different languages and yeah, how we see things. And today I want to talk about backpackers and love with expiration date. Half a year ago, I was traveling around Northland. I was in Kerikeri and I met there a lot of people from different countries and we got along really well. So I called them like a little Kerikeri family. And we talk a lot about how some friendships are quite fleeting, and it's the same with love. Some people, you fell in love, you like them, you have a thing, and then you move on. And we came to this phrase with one friend, it's love with expiration date. What do you think about when someone says this to you?
Well, from the backpacker's point of view, yeah, it's like, well, you know you're gonna meet travelers, but it's a very slim chance that you're actually going to end up in the same place in the end. So you kind of know what you're getting yourself into, I'd say. It's difficult. I guess if you really feel like this could be it, you know, you could make it work. It's a tricky one, because it's same with, like, it's not just love, like you said, it's same with friends. I've been traveling and I've been living in some other countries and stuff like that, and it's really, really hard to say goodbye to friends, because you don't know if you're ever going to see them again or anything. But, and it's really hard sometimes to stay in contact as well, because we go our own lives, you know, we live our own lives. And
yeah, I do agree. Yeah. Yeah, expiration dates. Yeah, I think it's a good word to describe it, because yeah, it's always hard. And at the same time, I wonder, maybe because you know that it will end, maybe you give more to those people, and that's why it's more intense. Because you know that it will end at some point, and so you need to give all of you a lot of things to the other person, like love and about friendship and everything. And so maybe sometimes it's, yeah, stronger than never, because you're not going to lose something. Like, people are coming and leaving. And yeah, I think for some people, I don't know, I had the feeling when I say goodbye to some friends that we will meet each other at some point, maybe not tomorrow, but some people you know from the beginning that you're not going to meet them even in the future. And even if it's your best buddy at the moment, you're like, I know that it's not going to work, like that it's not going to stay for a long time. And some other people, I don't know, you have the feeling that you will see them again. I think some of my friends, I'm gonna meet them again, so I'm like, okay. And but yeah, you can't be sure. And it's so hard to stay in contact, because if you want to stay in contact with people, you will need to text people every day or to call them once a week, blah blah blah, and you will need to do that for everybody. This is too much. You can't, if you want to have a life, you can't do that. You need to see the people and to spend time with them, because it's not cool.
It's not. You need a lot of energy. And I think older you are, less friends you have, because you have ones that you're really close to and you are talking to them on a regular basis. And you have some of them that you know forever, like for a really long time. And you can message them every now and then. You don't need to contact them. But when you're going to see them after months and months, it's still going to be the same like you were talking yesterday, because you have strong connection. And backpacking, I met some people that I was having an amazing few days, but I didn't even take a contact. And about love with expiration day, one of my friends actually said something really nice. I'm going to read it to you, not to destroy it. It's a big thing in backpacking, because you meet so many amazing people, but often it can only be fleeting. While traveling, you learn to appreciate the time you have with someone, but realize liking someone doesn't necessarily mean you need to pursue that. It's the same as making friends while traveling. If you meet friends you really bond with you, don't suddenly drop all plans and ambitions to stay close to these friends. You treasure the time to spend together and know that we will be brought back together one day if it's truly meant to be. That's very different to the standard attitude people hold in normal life, and I wonder if people that don't travel understand it.
True.
So true.
That's well said, yeah.
I was trying to make this guy to come to the podcast, because I always have a really good conversation with him, but I'm not going to talk. I invited you because you both have some really interesting stories about love, dating, backpacking. I know, Blaszka, you mentioned that Marty, he is a Kiwi, right? What's actually your story? How did you end up? It was backpacking, or?
That could be a holy guacamole section too. No, my friend was working in the States for the summer. which I inspired her to do that, by the way. But anyway, she was flying back home, but she was flying to Belgrade in Serbia. And she asked me if I want to come over, wait for her at the airport, and we're going to spend a weekend there. So I was like, okay, sweet, let's do it. And we went out the first night, and it was like 1 a.m. We were both a bit tipsy, and we were making our way back to our hostel. And we walked on the street past this group of people who are also travelers who are speaking English. And I think, I don't really, it's a bit blurry that night, but I remember someone, I think, mentioned New Zealand. And at that point, I was already thinking of applying for a working holiday visa because that was in October 2018. Yeah, I got to that group of people and we started talking and there was Mari and like, where are you from? And he was like, from New Zealand. I was like, oh, no way. And that's how it all started. We started talking. They invited us back to their hostel. We basically spent the whole weekend together. And then I went back home with my friend and came back after a week because he was volunteering in that hostel. So we spent another week together and we really got along. We had a little fling and all that, but... then, yeah, he told me to stay in contact if I need any help with my visa and all that. But here it comes, like, we both, that love with expiration date, we both kind of knew how those things go, you know. You meet someone, you have a little thing, but then eventually you stop talking to each other. We ended up talking every day on the phone. And every time we'd be like, well, we don't really know how long this is still going to go. Like, we're probably going to stop talking at some point. But we didn't. And then he came back to Europe next year for my birthday to Belgrade. So we spent a birthday in Belgrade. And then I went back home and he was traveling around Europe on his own. And then at the end of August that year, he came to Slovenia and met my parents and all my family and all that. But we were really just like, we're kind of like a casual type of thing, like nothing committed. You know, like, because I still had in my mind, so he's a Kiwi, I'm Slovenian. I can't commit to that. It's real hard. And we're both kind of just now, we're just friends and all that. But he's met all my family, all my friends. And yeah, after a month, I came to New Zealand. And we kind of figure out that there's no point pretending that we're not something we are. So here we are now. We got a partnership visa. I have to come back to New Zealand before it expires, which is in June, end of June next year. And he's coming to Slovenia in exactly 5 weeks.
I'm not counting, no.
It's 4 weeks and 6 days, actually. And 10 minutes. I can't wait, yeah. But we promised ourselves that never again. It was so hard to say goodbye. I was crying the whole time on my first flight to Singapore. That actually a guy, like a flight attendant, came from business class with a bottle of champagne in his hand, and he saw me there with my puffy red eyes, and I was like, "Man, would you like something to drink?" I looked at him. I was like, "Oh, what do you got there?" So he ended up bringing me champagne the whole flight. I never want to be, I never want to cry on a plane again. So we're never going to do that again. That's it. It's a bit of a love story. But it was really hard to come to that decision that we want to commit to each other. It was really hard for both of us because, I mean, it couldn't be further away from home. And we both have families on different sides of the world. And it's really like, you know, your life's going to change as soon as you decide you're going to go with it. I guess it was meant to be. I don't know. We are a really good couple. I personally, I don't know really for him, but I personally was really lying to myself for a long time that, this is just a long fling. And I'd rather for us to just stay good friends than to go any further or anything. I really don't want to mess up this. And it's such a commitment, not just being in a relationship, but also being in potentially long distance relationship or making it work. Then it's, yeah. it's one thing that backpackers that fall in love with people from other side of the world should reconsider. That it's a lot of different factors, but I mean you can make it work. So
nice. And then on the other side you have Amandine. Did you fall in love in New Zealand?
Not this question. I don't think so. Well, I think I met someone who is not from New Zealand, who is not French neither. Well, he get a French passport so he can come in France if he wants to, but he's from Mauritius Island. And so, yeah, so we just met. So we met, we started to date each other, and everything was really quick. I think it's like that when you met someone while you are traveling, because finally we had our first kiss. The next time that we met each other, we were traveling together. Like it was really like, traveling together means that you are living 24 hours with the same person. You were just dating like 2 weeks before. And yeah, so everything is really, really quick and feelings as well. But no, I think I didn't fell in love because I knew that it will end at some point. So I had strong feelings. And him as well, but we couldn't fall in love because he's the same as me. Like, I think I can teach myself, like, don't fall in love with this guy because you know that you can't. So I think I was really close. I think Neja, you know that. I remember when we were talking about that for a long time when we were working in the hair grove, and I was not in love, but I could be in love if it was no expiration date. Definitely. I'm sure about that. And for him as well. It's just, you know that it will end. So you want to protect yourself to not suffer. And I think this is stronger than your love finally, because you're too afraid to, yeah, you're too afraid to be hurt by love. And so I think it was really close.
I actually think now that I go back and think about situation and everything, I think you were kind of in love. It could, because I think in, first of all, you have different stage of love. Because you did have a strong feelings for a person. But yeah, maybe it's not love that you would totally turn around your life and go for it and find the way. But I think, do you think that maybe it was also this thought about that you don't want to change your future right now? And it's possibility that if you're going to meet him again, maybe in the future, that you would continue?
No, I don't think so. Because I think in our life at home, we are different. Ah, it's hard. Like, for example, I know that he wants now to settle a little bit more. And at some point, he wants to have a wife, children, to build a house, this kind of thing, a little sweet life. And for me, it's not the same. I don't want to get married. I don't want children. And I want, I think, at some point to travel again. I think, yeah. Well, you can't know. You can't know because I never met him at home in France or in Mauritius Island. But yeah, if I've got no one in my life, maybe we can try. But no.
I'm gonna put you on a nice safe list.
It's on a maybe pile.
No.
We'll yeah, not. It's fine. You said it.
No. Fair enough. But maybe it will happen. Maybe in 1 year we will keep going your podcast and I will say, okay, so expiration date. Yes, so no. Who knows?
It's so cute because I think Amandine just started questioning herself, the story, like the situation that she thought she closed, but she started asking, questioning again. I'm sorry, I didn't want to put a salt on the closed wounds.
No, it's all right. No. What about you, Deja? What's your experience with expiration dates?
Oh, my family is going to be so happy now for this section to listen. Well, I actually had like 3 experiences here. When I came, I actually didn't even... I had Tinder, but I didn't use it much. Also, I was in the south in Geraldine. I think in the 5 minutes, I was like, no matches available on this.
Oh, God, no. Terrible area. Got all those people from Timaru come up. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kiwis from Timaru. Listening to this. No offense.
So yeah, I actually experienced 3 quite different loves, I would say. Because when I moved to Nelson, I met a guy who really fast, when you know that you have connection, you start dating, you have an amazing time, you really feel that everything is going quite fast. But then you had some walls that, like you said, Blaszka, you start questioning yourself. I'm traveling, I don't want to settle, or do I want to settle? Or, and then the person on the other side is also maybe sometimes scared. That fast that you go together, you also fell apart. But what I learned from this experience is that I had a really big problem to say, even to my family, I love you, or I miss you, I had really got good conversation with him because he was like, you know, you can love many people. It's not just one person. And also you can say, I love you to one person that you might not want to marry him, but you do have a stronger feelings than just liking person. So I became less scared of saying, I love you. I really like you. I miss you. Even to my family, if someone, like we were having chat, I was like, oh, guys, I really miss you. In Slovenian, we have a phrase like, rad te imam, rada te imam. And it was, if I said this before, I was like, something was like in my chest, I can't say this. But now,
what does it mean?
It's so much easier. And that's...
Is it like, if okay. You compare with Spanish, it's more like te quiero and te amo, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I didn't have anything for months, and then I went to Northland. I actually met a few amazing people, and I started dating another guy, and it was really strong. And I do question now after months and months, because it was like, again, really strong, and then you go, you keep in touch, but because separate ways, you just know that it's easier, because if it's meant to be, you're gonna meet again, but at the same time you still think about this person. And because it was nothing wrong that set you apart, it was just this traveling thing. And after half a year, I'm still having these thoughts. I actually like this person. I have strong feelings for this person. You can't say, like, the other day my friend said to me, did you tell this person that what you're feeling after so many months? And I was like, it's not fair, actually, to say that you have still emotions. Because I think it was such a short period that you don't know it's maybe actually that you have that strong feelings. Or it just a wonder how it would be, or if you would experience a little bit more and have a longer relationship.
Is he gonna listen to your podcast?
Yeah. Hopes not.
There you go. Nah. Problem I'm not solved. Sharing.
This is just for us. I'm not sharing this to the world.
When's the wedding?
Never. We're saving for our next trip. No, I'm kidding. But at the same time, you're thinking, when you're adult, you know what you want and what you attract. You just don't go in everything just because you want to have something. I don't know. I came to the stage that if I don't feel proper feelings or some attraction or some good connection, I'm not going to jump just to jump. I am too lazy for that in this kind of a thing. Now I'm playing with the words. It was just this fantasy of amazing connection, or it was actually connection.
Could be.
And then when you go separate ways, was I in love or was just my ego that we separate ways and like, Nisha, I think we have to finish this. Or like, but I think I have feelings for you. Do you? Or is it just ego because I said these words and you were thinking the same? And I'm like, okay, maybe. So, yeah. I didn't have that many experience, but I did got quite a different perspective on the things. And now I was the other day listening to one really good podcast. It's called Higher Love. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcast. If for all the single ladies and men, it's amazing podcast about how we date with our ego and not with our heart and mind. Like we, even when you, because of situation that it's really hard to meet people nowadays in a real life, you're using apps and everyone is scared to say, oh, I met this person on an app, because I'm like, oh, well, that's how it is nowadays. And we just swipe, just shopping people, not just looking through the, and give the opportunity, because also that's, I have this in my head, like when I go to Tinder or Bumble or Hinge and you're swiping and reading and I'm like, okay, if I like it, then I have to date and marry this person. It's just like, no, you just go for a drink. You can go with 5-10 people. That doesn't mean that you're going to have connection, that you're going to have to kiss, that you're going to have to, no, it's fine. It's just this, I don't know, scariness. So now I have 3 apps. I'm looking at them, but I'm not using them. So I came to this stage. So that's my experience right now.
But Marty told me there's a shortage of girls in New Zealand. You'll find some guy.
Oh, does he have a friend?
Oh, he has heaps of friends, yeah.
I'm still looking for a Kiwi, for a visa, you know?
Yeah, I don't
know. That's my story. No, it's actually not that interesting, but I do want to share with you also a story that my coworker shared with me. They wrote an amazing love letter because, like I said, we have different experience with dating and backpacking around. And you can come and fall in love and you stay together. You can fall in love, you go separate ways. And if it's meant to be, you're going to come together. Then you have couples who come together and travel together, but they realize that it's not what it is. They grew apart and then go separate ways. And then you have a couples that actually grow together and go traveling and stay together. And this is one of the stories that I wanted to share with you too. It's a beautiful long letter, but I'm gonna cut it down a little bit. Our story begins more than 9 years ago in high school. When we first got to know each other, we became best friends pretty quickly and laughed together till late at night, talking for hours on the phone until we fell asleep. We became very close and felt so special and comfortable in each other's company. I could feel that something was changing. From that very moment, at the age of 14, we've been together ever since. Of course, we had our ups and downs being young teenagers that still had to figure out who we are and who we want to be. But no matter what, it was always us going through thick and thin, knowing each other better than anyone else. our highlights throughout the years were going only to the holidays, flying to a warm place at the sea for maybe a week, and forgetting about the repetitive work that we would continue. Not really happy with our everyday life, but also unaware on alternative lifestyle, we just continued and tried to see the positives. Until the day I noticed an old classmate's Facebook pictures of a seemingly amazing country and animals, Australia. We eventually decided to flick her a message out of curiosity. That one call literally had changed everything. We were on fire starting to plan our own trip, writing backpacking lists, buying backpacks, getting travel insurances, and booking flights. August 2017 was our departure date. We had a few days stopover in Bangkok, then we went to Darwin, Australia, then also flew to Bali for holidays, and then all around Australia. We had some incredible 15 months all around Australia and got to know each other in so many more ways, which we didn't even think was possible anymore. Living in a tight, small space as the back of a car and working and living together 24/7 definitely was a new circumstances after having lived with our parents before we left. But somehow we managed to get through every situation, and looking back now, I think that's what really bound us together for a lifetime. As our visas was about to expire, it was time to go back home, and as much as we enjoyed being able to hug and see our loved once again, we felt somehow misplaced and didn't quite feel like home anymore. We had changed so much as people, changed how we looked at the world and what we perceived as important as well as desirable. While in Australia, we became plant-based and didn't want to contribute to any suffering anymore, as well as wanting to live a happy, balanced life rather than owing so many materialistic things or climbing the career ladder. So the only thing left to do was applying for another visa in another country. And who would we guess? New Zealand it was. Since February 2019, we live in New Zealand. We decided to settle down for now, make ourselves a home, and see what the world will look like in a while. New Zealand really became our new home, with lovely friends that we met, our small but cozy little house in rural area with birds chattering early in the morning and nothing but the sound of silence and thousands of stars at night. We also adopted four cheeky little chicken ladies called Lissy, Frida, Trudy and Elsa and share our daily life with them. And you have no idea how affectionate they are. One of our biggest dreams would be to be able to give a better life to animals that we were not treated well and give them love they deserve, but we'll see what happens in the future. Just about 2 months ago, we were supposed to go on a holiday to the Cook Islands, but as a COVID, we weren't able to go, and so we decided to go on a road trip down to the west coast of New Zealand. We had the best time exploring some of lush green forests, empty beaches, beautiful mountains, and breathtaking glaciers, and basically had everything to ourselves due to COVID. That one sunny morning, when we hiked up a little hill which revealed a stunning view of the Franz Josef Glacier and the ocean at the same time, Julian went down on one knee and asked me to become his wife. And I didn't even think for a second, and instead of saying yes, I said, of course! No matter how many difficulties our current worldwide situation will put us in, we know that even if we don't have a plan or even a vague idea of what the future will bring, we know that we will get through everything together, be strong for and with each other, as we always did. And knowing that we both said yes to spending the rest of our lives together, no obstacle can be too big. Never forget to spread positivity and share love, especially in times like this. Take care, Julian and Vanessa.
Aww, how wow, cute.
So cute, yeah, my God.
And it's like 10 years. Since teenagers, you know how much you have to grow. And you know what's the best thing? I came to the first day of my work when I'm working. I met Vanessa and she just came from Franz Josef with a ring on. And I was like,
oh, no.
Yes. Oh. So, yeah. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
I think I'm going to finish this section with this love story because it's just beautiful. Thank you for this beautiful discussion, girls. And I always finish my podcast with Almost But Nah. This is a section where it's like a second sweet of the week, or what was good this week that happened to you, or that you learn about it, or some things that was not that cool and you want to change or you want to achieve maybe next week.
I came home on vacation, basically. I have to buy a car. I still haven't bought a car. I have to buy a car. I'm looking on websites for a car, because I need a good car for driving around Europe with Marty. But yeah, that's kind of the plan that I have to do. I'm going to be lazy, okay? I feel like being lazy right now. Yeah, so I'm not really up to much. I'm just, it's raining today. But I like going out for hikes and stuff like that, you know, focusing on my health a little bit, eating good food, living that Slovenian life. So I'm not having much going on right now.
What about you, Amandine?
I want to focus on the fact that I'm thinking too much. So that's it. I just need to think about that. But at the same time, I'm going to be away from home, so it's easier to stop thinking too much. So, yeah. But it's hard to stop thinking about everything. Actually, it's about love and a guy as well that I need to stop thinking about. So, no, it's stupid. But, yeah, I just, at some point, that's I was like, I need to talk to you. And you say, okay, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like we need to talk. But actually, just because you are thinking too much about the situation and everything. And so you're like, I need to talk to you, because in your mind, you are asking yourself so many questions. And finally, you're like, no, I don't really have question to ask, because everything is so clear. But I think it's just the situation with this person, which is not what I want. I think that's why I'm thinking too much. But yeah, that's this thing that I need to do now. It will be.
And my office hours are gonna be open tomorrow again, so you can call me.
I don't want a fucking expiration date anymore, you know? I don't want that. It's scary.
Can you imagine? I was just thinking how the world would be if we wouldn't have emotions. No problems, no thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day how the world would be like if you didn't have to go to pee, like, or eat. That'd be so great. Or like, you know how much time we spent on a toilet? That's the other thing. thinking about the toilet the other day, because it's so time consuming. You gotta go to the toilet every single day, like a couple times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, but it's all part of life. The emotions, the toilet, the food.
Yeah. True.
And what about you, Neja?
Okay.
It's good to ask questions, but okay, girl.
It's really easy to be on the other side. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna ask. I actually had a quite good weekend. After a long, long, long time, I finally had the weekend that I didn't plan to go hiking, biking, or doing some crazy sports thing. I was basically at home. I went for a walk. I was cooking, chilling, and I needed that because I was so exhausted, because I'm that crazy person who is working quite physical all day, then go in the gym almost every day after work, and then also do like this podcast and everything in the evening, and I'm like, come on, girl, stop doing that. So yeah, I had a quite chill weekend and it was amazing. So today I was like full of energy at work. Everyone was just like, are you okay? Are you on the drugs? I was like, nope. But otherwise, yeah, I do think a lot too, yeah. I think sometimes we're processing. And it's like, I think my granddad one time, he said, you already ate that food on the plate. You don't need to chew it again. And I was like, I know, it's easy to say, hard to do.
Yeah.
It's what makes us human. I am so glad that you two joined me, really. I'm so grateful. Merci beaucoup. Nalip Shekhvala.
Thank you, Neja.
It is amazing to hear other people's thoughts about this kind of things, because everyone has different opinion. Sometimes you don't see it. When you're looking through your eyes, you have to step in other shoes to see it. So thank you very much. And for others, please subscribe, review, follow, share your holy guacamole stories, and see you later, alligator. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Behind places and faces.